Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are, one more day. You making that commitment, you following through with your commitment to do what it takes. One small step to do what it takes to create the life and that mindset that you really want. Go for the things, go for the experiences, the achievements in life that you really want. And we spend this time, 1.5 hour every single morning, to use it for ourselves. We invest this time in ourselves, where we're going. So, you know, I say this, you're investing this time in yourself. But the truth of the matter is, when you become a bigger, better man, when you start using all your talents, your resources, your abilities to the fullest, it's not just for you, it's for all of those people you have the opportunity to share with, create value for, create love and experiences for, provide for your family. A lot of the men who come to me for one-on-one manformation coaching, I would say probably the number one goal these days, definitely the men who have been attracted into my circles, has been to step up, produce more, so that they can have their wives stay at home and take care of their family. And they do their part to enhance their home life, right? So that man who steps up in that manner, who takes on that responsibility, that stress, that pressure, however you want to describe it, for the greater good of his family, that definitely is not for himself. And I have a lot of young men who envision that day where they are the breadwinner. They can take on that responsibility when they are a little bit older and they find that woman of their dreams and create that lifestyle. I think that's totally cool. I mean, you hear about all the time men not being men these days and the equality of women and women in the workforce and all those type of things. The men who create their own path, they know what they want for themselves, their wife, their family, or are willing to step up and put that pressure on themselves to do that, to produce more. I mean, I would think that women appreciate a man like that, who, you know, if she wanted to work, that's awesome. But she has options in her life because of the man who she's picked, right? She has the option to spend more time with her family or go to work because he produces at that level. So whatever it may be for you, that just seems to be a very common theme with the men who I come in contact with, something they're shooting for. It's something they need to focus on every single day. They need to think about, reevaluate what they're doing, really create that clear vision of what they want. That's where it starts, because something like that may be something that is not common in their circles. So they got to think outside the box. They have to become that 1 out of 10 who creates this vision. And even though the men around them, the people around them, don't have those options, he has to see it first and then act in a manner that maybe the people around him aren't acting that way. Thank you so much. I am Skip LaCour. I am your coach, your big brother, your friend. Some of you, I'm a father figure. Thank you so much for taking the time, investing this in you, your family, your future, listening to this Morning Connection podcast. So many people on the internet, blogs, experts, other podcasts, videos, you're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. It's a responsibility I cherish. It really excites me, makes me step up, get up early in the morning to do this, creating value for you. I will not let you down. And no matter what challenge that I may have, whether it's the Blog Talk Radio Network or however I'm producing this, you know, I will find a way. I will do whatever it takes to come through, or, as I say figuratively, die trying. And thank you so much for supporting my efforts. Supporting my efforts by supporting Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. And for those of you who may be listening on the Blog Talk Radio Network or through iTunes, and you're not into building muscle, losing body fat, you may not even know how in a former life that's what I focused on as becoming a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder and the writing for the Muscle magazines and traveling all over the world doing that for many years. You may not be into building muscle and losing body fat. Well, Mass Machine Nutrition has products to help you with your good working out, exercise habits, and eating habits, help you along in the process. But thank you so much for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. Also, make sure that you are on the Morning Connection newsletter. Go to sltips.com/22. So that's SL for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/22. Get this daily dose of mental toughness delivered to your email first thing in the morning as you are making this part of your daily discipline, your daily ritual to check in and focus on you and where you're going, where you want to be, and always reevaluating. Are you really going for the results, and what are those results that you really want? And do you know exactly what the achievements or the accomplishments, what they're really going to get you on that other side? Well, this daily dose of mental toughness, as I call it, my Morning Connection newsletter, just take it 10, 20, 30 seconds every single day. In addition to this podcast, I give you something to think about and how it applies to your life. You know, little by little, we become what we focus on most. The challenge is sometimes we put in this effort, we do little things every single day, like listening to this Morning Connection podcast, or we open up and actually read our Daily Connection newsletter. And sometimes we don't see the benefit, maybe right away. And so we don't do it. We don't do it as consistently. Maybe we stop doing it altogether. There is one fact in life that, you know, whether things happen for you as quickly as you want, if you focus on one area of life, you can't help but get better at it. Again, I understand we want things, we want that instant gratification. We want to see the results from our efforts sooner rather than later, right? I always tell people that no matter how ambitious and driven you are, even when you have the most thought-out plan and you have this really belief that you can come through, things don't seem to happen. Like, it takes 5 or 10 times longer. It's 5 or 10 times more expensive. It's 5 or 10 times more challenging. 5 or 10 times more expensive. Everything takes a lot more of an investment. And sometimes you're right in the middle of a journey. Maybe you can relate to this. And you're thinking, man, if I knew it was going to be this hard, this challenging, however you want to describe it, it was going to take this long, it's going to be this complicated, it's going to be this expensive, there's no way I would have even started this. Well, that's a good sign, because that's what many successful people just like you often feel. But they're so committed into the journey, they have so much invested in it at that point in time, they're not even going to think about quitting. It's like they can't now because they have so much invested in it, and they don't know what's going to happen the next day, the next month, if they're finally going to make all that time, energy, effort, money that they invested. They don't know when it's going to pay off in a week or a month, so they got to keep on going. It's being committed, burning the boats where you have no other option but to go forward and to dig in a little bit deeper to make sure that you're using those resources that you have available, that you're doing everything you can to accomplish that goal. You know, I talked about, you know, this Morning Connection, it gets you always thinking, always reevaluating if you are thinking in a manner or taking action in a manner every single day with the big things, the small things, and everything in between, if you are indeed going for those results that you really want. And then I always remind you, what are those results that you really want? You know, I do this bodybuilding and training podcast every Wednesday. And that's from my mastery, my expertise in that particular area. And so every Wednesday, I've been doing it for, well, at least 88 weeks, more than that. And I do it for this forum on the bodybuilding.com message board, where, you know, I've been running this thread on a message board talking about bodybuilding and training, motivation, everything to do with bodybuilding, training, fitness for over 5 years. And so every Wednesday, I'll do this podcast. And you can go to massmachinecoaching.com, massmachinecoaching.com, and you can check that out. You'll see some of the podcasts that I did over the years. But I just started back up on the Blog Talk Radio Network, opening up to that audience, whereas before I just did it exclusively for the bodybuilding.com message board and over the iTunes, you know, being more productive with my time. If I'm going to take the time to do it, why don't I open it to a larger audience? Trying to do everything I can to practice what I preach, and that's, I'm always asking you to think about, is what you're doing the highest and best use of your time? So if I'm going to take the time to passionately produce a podcast on bodybuilding and training, well, you know, I need to do whatever I can to make sure that gets out to the largest audience. Well, again, I want to always focus on bodybuilding and training in that podcast. And, you know, I had a caller, open up to callers. So this was a live session. Had a great call from really passionate guy, really driven guy who's really looking for the answers in his life, Charles. And you can listen to that again. Go to massmachinecoaching.com. It'll take you over to this podcast. And so we got into coaching, and it seems like every time I talk about bodybuilding and training, it always seems to talk about life, the things that you and I talk about during this Morning Connection podcast. Because I believe that as many of us who are going for that thing, that promotion at work, more money, the house, bigger muscles, less body fat, six pack, whatever it is, you know, that's what we're focused on. And we believe that that's going to give us a certain set of feelings and make us happy. All right. You know, one thing that I've discovered in my years of really being driven and to accomplish things and believing that, you know, achieving more is going to give you that feeling. It definitely, the things that I've achieved, I can look back and definitely feel proud of it, of them. But whatever it was I was after, things like, you know, a national championship trophy, it's a nice thing to say, wow, I was the best in the country in my particular niche of what I was doing in one particular year. That's nice, but it's really all about, you know, the man who I became during that process. I kept on keeping on, and, you know, sometimes that victory is so sweet because it came right after a devastating disappointment the year before. So, you know, you're going for the trophy, you're going for the muscles, you're going for the six-pack, you're going for the promotion, the money, the house, the cars, you know, even the girl or whatever. Many times it's that feeling inside that we're all looking for, to feel better about ourselves, to be happy. And, you know, after achieving more and more and more, you know, you realize, is this all there is? And, you know, you see entertainers, let's say, whether they're actors or recording artists, you see this all the time where, you know, they have been working hard. They become one out of a million to make it to the top of their profession, their artistry, whatever it is that they're going for, and they're internationally known for what they do. They're praised for what they do, and they receive the financial rewards for it that create all the options in life, the best of everything, right? They get to travel around the world, first class, private jets, you know, everything that, you know, maybe you and I would say, they have it all. How can they not be happy? Whereas you see many times that doesn't make them happy. Whatever it is they were shooting for, that achievement, those accomplishments, those raving fans screaming their name, all that money and opportunity, that wasn't enough to make them happy, and they killed themselves. Whether it's little by little with drugs and alcohol, or, you know, literally. So all that achievement didn't get them what they wanted. And it just makes me think of this coaching session that it turned into with Charles yesterday. And, you know, he talks about some things, very much man formation. He wanted to take care of his family and be that leader at a higher level. But really interesting call. You know, you could tell Charles has a really good heart. And, you know, he had some challenges. We all have challenges, maybe some references in the past where things didn't work out. And that challenges us if we can really do this. Are we really the man who can really come through at the level that we want? I certainly know what that feels like. And that's very common. It's what you do, what you actually do and don't do in those times of uncertainty. That's what makes the man. And so the first thing I did as his coach, as his friend, as his big brother was, you know, take him through a process to identify on a deep emotional level what it is he really wanted for his life. What does he believe that would really make him happy? And so we went through the whole process, and I want to have him focus on the feelings and emotions, how proud he would be of himself, taking himself out of what he perceives is a really challenging situation right now, step by step, getting back for him. It was opening up a martial arts studio, a taekwondo studio, and the fun, best part of town, and just have him visualizing what that comeback would be like when he opens up. He lost his studio in the past, and that's what really made him happy. That's where he dedicated a lot of time perfecting taekwondo, and he loves having an impact on kids, having a fun time with it. And so not talking about his challenges or at first even talking about the steps of what he needed to do, you know, the first thing I worked on is mindset to get him in that place of emotion where he can feel in his heart and soul the look on his children's face when they're in that moment opening up this taekwondo studio, and the afterwards having a celebration with his wife, with his three children, in the restaurant that's near where he's going to open up his taekwondo studio, the victory dinner, and seeing how he feels about stepping up and overcoming those challenges and providing for his family at a higher level. And that, most importantly, that example, you know, that he set for his kids who are going to take that into their adulthood and pass that along to his children. I had him connect with what would that mean to them. What would that mean to Charles being that type of father? And then the impact he would have on his wife and what he can do for her, how he can produce for her at a higher level, how she stuck with him all these years, and what the special things that he can do for her. And being in that restaurant that he said he's only eaten there once because he could only afford it to this point in time, you know, once. What that means to have that celebration there. And even more importantly, what he does, the value that he creates to the world by making this comeback, by opening up this taekwondo studio, the impact on children who he loves to teach them these disciplines because it has so much of an impact on their lives right then and there as children and into the future. And then we got really specific about, you know, who his target audience was. And then that's where the strategies come in, where I had him get really, you know, specific about, okay, what discipline are you going to teach, about how important it is to just be a master in one specific area rather than maybe trying to appeal to all the martial arts discipline. You know, just giving them a suggestion to consider. And then even targeting his audience where little children are great, but maybe just focus on boys and the challenges boys face and the value that he can provide those boys and how he can help parents, how he can help the parents add value to their lives by helping them in the parenting process, and talk about the challenge little boys face and how he can help there. and that really value and how that makes him feel, right? So, and that, so we talked about that and all those emotions, connecting him to those emotions, because when you have that passion and drive inside, and when you can really feel it in your heart and your soul, I mean, you're raw with emotions, and you get the goosebumps in your forearms, and you know, on the back of the neck, you want to cry because you know what you're doing for your family, for your wife. I mean, so many times we don't want to deal with the emotion of disappointment. We push it away and we rationalize where maybe things are okay. But when we do that, we also push away joy at the highest level, feeling that too. And we have to feel that emotion. It's the rocket fuel. It's the power behind everything that we do. And I had him really get connected to that vision, and more importantly, to his feelings and emotions, that maybe pain in the past has made him push it away. We also talked about, you know, the strategies about being specific about what he has to offer, being very specific about his target group, because you can't, well, I have the opinion that you may have a difficult time trying to please everybody. It's better to just master one niche, one target market. Well, that's just something that what I do in my coaching, I'll just suggest, you know, if they want to do that, just give them a different point of view than maybe the way they're looking at it. I don't tell people what to do. I don't give them the specific strategies. I might, after listening to them, throw out suggestions for them to look at things again in a way that maybe they haven't been looking at them. And then they make their decisions from there. Then we had to talk about, and I didn't spend a lot of time doing this, the challenges, the mental, emotional challenges that are getting in his way. Where sometimes we tell ourselves over and over and over again about this challenge. We say it so many times that it almost becomes, we just take it for granted. We don't think outside the box, where is this challenge really a challenge? And for Charles, what it was, again, I didn't spend a lot of time on this on purpose, because it didn't matter. It doesn't matter what happens in the past, is what you do from this day forward. And so, you know, he talked about, you know, investors and how, you know, maybe the investors let him down. And maybe I just gave him some tough love and had him look at it a different way. Say, well, you know, maybe you weren't specific. Maybe you weren't passionate. Maybe you didn't do a great sales job on what your vision was. And, you know, he considered that, and he released any resentment that maybe he had for these investors and put the pressure on himself. All right, so I really want you to, I'll link that podcast. It'll give you a really good idea on maybe some things that you can think about as you go forward, all right, to, you know, get in that emotional state and really get clear on the specifics of what you really want. Really let those emotions come through, because I know you're feeling fear. You might as well feel the ecstasy and the awesome emotions along with it. And then reevaluating your plan, coming up with specific strategies, and then overcoming your challenges. And so you'll see that that's what I did during this podcast. It'll give you a good idea what this coaching is all about, especially if you know me from the bodybuilding and training world, and you're thinking about me putting together diets or workout routines for people. You'll see that's not what this is. Now, that's not what my one-on-one coaching is, and my man formation strategy sessions are all about. Now, if I were to take on Charles as a one-on-one client, that's a great start. Because again, if he really connects to those emotions, doing the things that it takes every single day, thinking in a manner, taking action, it becomes a lot easier. Once you get clear, once you get connected to the emotions, you'll find a way when you can see it, feel it, hear it, know it, breathe it, smell it. All right. And that's what I put him through, a process so he could do all that in a very short period of time. You know, now it's who he's going to talk to. What's he going to do every single day? What are his daily disciplines going to be like? And I'm sure one of them will be to continue to listen to this Morning Connection podcast. And I know Charles, So I know he's listening to this podcast right now. So big shout out to you, Charles. Congratulations for stepping up and taking charge of your destiny, coming to me for coaching, and also for be willing to let the world hear this, because I'm telling you, Charles, not only is this going to help you, it's going to help many, many people by you being raw and transparent and be willing to, you know, play this game with me. A lot of people are going to benefit from it. And Charles is going to listen to that podcast. I have him. He's going to listen to it every single week. And then again, it's the strategies now and the daily action that's going to make it happen. It's great. That's a great start. It's a tremendous start. But now it's about what you do every single day. And that's where my coaching comes in. Because if Charles is 40 years old and he's been thinking in a certain manner all 40 years, or maybe for the last 5 years, you know, you're not just going to, boom, make changes and everything's going to change overnight. There is going to be some lag time between when you really get focused on what you want, you're certain, you overcome your challenge, you start on the process. There's going to be some lag time between when you make that decision and when it actually happens. And that's what my one-on-one coaching is. I have those type of talks every single week on the same day at the same time for at least 30 minutes. Make him accountable. I can't just get him all pumped up and all excited and emotional and then just let him go. He's got to do something with it now. And so that's where my coaching comes in. Number one, it works because I can create those. I can help him look at his situation differently than he has been every single week. And as we talk about what he wants most in life, he's got that buddy. He's got this friend who has his best interest in mind, just to kind of talk about it so he can hear it from a different perspective. And then most importantly, I make him accountable to the things that he says he's going to do to make that happen. Now, when you come up with a plan, when you come up with a plan of action to have the things in life that you really want, I mean, we would be very, very lucky, and it's improbable that you're going to create a set of disciplines. Everything that you're going to do is going to lead you right from where you are, point A, and you're going to go on this straight line to point B. That's improbable. All right. You don't have to do it. You just have to keep on moving forward, taking action, being tenacious, being aggressive. You got to keep on keeping on, as I say. So you got to make sure you do all those things. You can't forget about it. All right. And see, the thing with the coaching calls, you have to have a productive week. You know, even if you want to not focus on it, if you want to not focus on it, you know, you have a call coming up with me. And so if I've given you assignments or there was things that you said you were going to do and you haven't done them, all right, you'll probably spend the last 12 hours busting your tail making sure, because you don't want to show up and embarrass yourself in front of your coach who's taking this time with you. It's like back in school. You have this term paper. It's due. Maybe you put it off, you put it off, you put it off. But that deadline of when that term paper is due, right, you're going to put everything together to make sure that you actually follow through, right? You remember that from back in school. Well, this is your life, and this is what you do every single week with this type of one-on-one coaching with me. All right. So it's a really great start getting clear on what you want. And then it's going to take action. And that's what I do. I just keep people focused on the things in life that they really want, the promises that they've made to themselves, and what they were courageously stepping up as a leader for their wife and their family. All right. So, hey, let's talk. Let's go through our daily disciplines for the day as we wrap up this Morning Connection podcast for today. So what was that one thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What was that one thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? You know, if you listened to that coaching session that I did with Charles, I mean, that was my cool moment yesterday. And again, Charles, thank you so much for providing that cool moment in my life. It made me really think about all the work and dedication and passion that, you know, I put in to develop a skill set. And when I can, technology is so cool, and I can do a live podcast and have Charles call in from his part of the world and get him connected to the feelings and the emotions and the love and the pride that he really wants for his life. All that work, effort, energy that I put into learning this skill set and practicing it and thinking about it. And then, you know, I could feel Charles' emotions. You know, I was getting teary-eyed. I was getting the goosebumps as he was talking about that place in life that he really wanted along with him. And that just made me think, wow, that was a cool moment for me. What was your cool moment yesterday? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want. All right, not that you've been selling for, what you really want. And it's going to take months, if not years, of you stretching yourself, you stepping up, you doing things like listening to this Morning Connection podcast, that you read the Morning Connection newsletter every single day. It's going to take weeks, months, if not years of you stepping up in that manner. More often than not, you're stepping in your big shoes. You're using all your talents, resources, your time, your energy, the people around you. You're using it effectively. Maybe not always on a scale from 1 to 10, a 10, but more often than not, you're using it at a higher level than you are now because you're stepping up, because you're focused, right? What would that get for you? What's the achievement? What's the accomplishment? Right? What's the feeling that you really want? And that's what the point that I wanted to make is, you'll notice at the end of the conversation with Charles, he started talking about, you know, how important he loves competing, the martial arts. And that this is something that maybe Charles and I can talk about when he has one-on-one coaching with me. But I can forewarn him right now, from a guy who's loved competing and the feelings that come with it and the structure and the control that you feel, that those feelings when he was talking about stepping up for his wife, proving to himself that he can do it, the love and respect from his wife's eyes, what he can teach his kids, what he can provide for his kids, that's the emotion that we all are going for, that feeling of connection with ourselves and other people. The competing part, that's just something that we can control. It feels great, but it's just a step to get to those feelings. So I brought them back when, you know, locking into the day-to-day, you know, grind and the journey of competing. I know a lot of us are into that part, but I'll just forewarn you right now, you're going to compete, you're going to have those abs, you're going to have those muscles, you're going to win that Taekwondo competition, and it's just going to lead you right back to sitting at that victory dinner in that restaurant that he's only been able to afford once with his wife and kids, that pride, that feeling. That's what we all need to focus on, because maybe you already know this, those achievements, there's always more. There's always higher. It's really about that control, that feeling. It's like the peanut butter jelly sandwich before Thanksgiving dinner. Sure, it tastes good and it's satisfying, but what you really want is to enjoy that Thanksgiving dinner, that feast with your family and emotions, right? And sometimes if we eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches along the way, they're feeling, they tide us over, but they take that hunger, that drive, all right? It takes that edge off, that angst, that manageable angst, so that we really save all our energy, put all our energy, our focus, our attention to experiencing that Thanksgiving dinner. Sometimes these peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, they take us off track without knowing it. Now, I'm not saying you can't have both, just something for you to consider. And then, is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results that you really want? And I'm going to remind you once again to get it clear in your mind. And what are those results, by the way? All right, so hey, thank you for listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Once again, congratulations for following through. And also make sure that you listen to Charles' one-on-one coaching session. I think that you're really going to enjoy that. Send me some feedback on what you think. at skip@skiplacour.com. skip@skiplacour.com. I'd really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.